Chapter 31. But when they saw that it was being moved, and was approaching their walls, startled by the new and unaccustomed sight, they sent ambassadors to Caesar to treat about peace, who spoke in the following manner: that they did not believe the Romans waged war without divine aid, since they were able to move forward machines of such a great height with so great speed, and thus fight from close quarters, that they resigned themselves and all their possessions to Caesar's disposal, that they begged and earnestly entreated one thing, viz. That if perchance, agreeably to his clemency and humanity, which they had heard of from others, he should resolve that the Aduatuci were to be spared, he would not deprive them of their arms, that all their neighbors were enemies to them and envied their courage, from whom they could not defend themselves if their arms were delivered up, that it was better for them, if they should be reduced to that state, to suffer any fate from the Roman people, than to be tortured to death by those among whom they had been accustomed to rule. Chapter 32. That he, in accordance to his custom, rather than owing to their desert, should spare the state, if they should surrender themselves before the battering ram should touch the wall. But that there was no condition of surrender, except upon their arms being delivered up, that he should do to them that which he had done in the case of the Nervi, and would command their neighbors not to offer any injury to those who had surrendered to the Roman people. The matter being reported to the countrymen, they said that they would execute his commands. Having cast a very large quantity of their arms from the wall into the trench which was before the town, so that the heaps of arms almost equaled the top of the wall of the rampart, and nevertheless having retained and concealed, as we afterwards discovered, about a third part in the town, the gates were opened, and they enjoyed peace for that day. Chapter 33. Towards evening, Caesar ordered the gates to be shut, and the soldiers to go out of the town, lest the townspeople should receive any injury from them by night. They, the Aduatuci, by a design before entered into, as we afterwards understood, because they believed that as a surrender had been made our men would dismiss their guards, or at least would keep watch less carefully, partly with those arms which they had retained and concealed, partly with shields made of bark or interwoven wickers, which they had hastily covered over with skins, as the shortness of time required, in the third watch, suddenly made a sally from the town with all their forces in that direction which the ascent to our fortifications seemed the least difficult. The signal having been immediately given by fires, as Caesar had previously commanded, a rush was made thither by the Roman soldiers, from the nearest fort, and the battle was fought by the enemy as vigorously as it ought to have been fought by brave men, in the last hope of safety, in a disadvantageous place, and against those who were throwing their weapons from a rampart and from towers, since all hope of safety depended on their courage alone. About 4,000 of the men having been slain, the rest were forced back into the town. The day after, Caesar, after breaking open the gates, which there was no one then to defend, and sending in our soldiers, sold the whole spoil of that town. The number of 53,000 persons was reported to him by those who had bought them. Chapter 34. At the same time he was informed by P. Crassus, whom he had sent with one legion against the Veneti, the Iunelli, the Osismii, the Curiosolitae, the Sesuvii, the Alerci, and the Redones, which are maritime states, and touch upon the Atlantic Sea, that all these nations were brought under the dominion and power of the Roman people. Chapter 35. These things being achieved, and all of Gaul being subdued, so high an opinion of this war was spread among the barbarians, that ambassadors were sent to Caesar by those nations who dwelt beyond the Rhine, to promise that they would give hostages and execute his commands. Which embassies Caesar, because he was hastening into Italy and Illyricum, ordered to return to him at the beginning of the following summer. He himself, having led his legions into winter quarters among the Carnutes, the Andes, and the Tirones, which states were close to those regions in which he had waged war, set out for Italy, and a thanksgiving of 15 days was decreed for those achievements. Upon receiving Caesar's letter, an honor which before that time had been conferred on none.